and welcome to the Billowing Hilltop Podcast. Hello, readers. I hope you're enjoying our stupid little show. A tiny bit of news, which is that you can find us now on YouTube, what with the demise of Google Podcasts. It's just, you know, the logo and us wittering on. But if you like YouTube and you like us, then maybe you can, I don't know, find us there. We're always grateful for any reviews or ratings you could leave for us on your podcast app of choice. We'd love it if you were to subscribe, but not quite sure why. And we'd love to hear from you on social media and via email at hello@billowinghilltop.com. Right, let's get on with it. Could this be the end of Book 9? Could it? Can our heroes hold on for long enough for the druids to escape? Well, we'll find out in episode 189 of the Billowing Hilltop Podcast. You've really got a hold on me.
Are there more appearing?
I don't think there are, luckily. That doesn't seem to have happened. Otherwise, Mike would have put some up, I'm not sure. Oh, no, there's a couple. Oh, there are a couple at the cliff's edge.
Yeah. Quite a lot. We're not making a lot of headway.
Well, one of them's now stunned. If I manage to bait, I mean, effectively, I could get the other two stunned. Your call lightning only works on one of them, right?
If I can get two together, it works on two. It's a 5-foot, four squares next to one another. So you can get two.
I mean, I suppose I could drag him. If he's stunned, I could drag him over and bonk him next to the other one. But that's going to be an action, isn't it?
Yeah. We're kind of lacking the blaster somehow.
Can you turn them?
Within 30 feet.
So there's three there that you could potentially get, and they have to just run away. That would be good, wouldn't it?
You could move to 30 feet above them.
Oh, yeah.
I'd move to the middle of the triangle and then move down so that you're effectively 30 feet away from all three.
Do you know what you could do, Graham? Do your lightning on the big thing and then I can try dominating it.
Yeah.
If it uses its...
The one next to me is stunned, so it fails dexterity saving throws.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
One of the things I was thinking is on my round, I can go and try and stun the other two, Goose and Horse, and then if you could do an area effect on those three, then they basically all fail.
My problem is Smashy. I need to spend a round dealing with him.
Yes.
Well, that's because last week...
Yeah, okay.
You disgraced yourself. I'm here with the usual gang, dear readers, but we have not, I'm afraid, been able to repair Paul. We've mopped up the worst of the, whatever it was, what he expressed from his nozzles, but we can't get him working. Is he still under guarantee?
No. That's expired ages
ago. I am with the master of spider science, Eusebio Spider Lucas.
Hello.
Hello. And we're with Bungle, my favourite player, Dan. And easing himself into his specially adapted high chair, we have Johnny.
Good evening.
And we've got the Norwegian Dorse. We've got the Swede that makes us weak-kneed. Hot Viking, Olaf Hotperson, great.
You just basically sit at home going...
Yeah,
I could call him
a Swede.
The Swede.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Where we left things, the Slayers are trying to protect a bunch of druids who are trying to cast a ritual to summon a gate through which they wish to spirit away Dragotha's phylactery for safekeeping. All of this seems to be in the past. In theory, today, checking our ironclad calendar, is Sunday the 5th of Apeshit. You're not sure when you are in this particular encounter. We can't get into the details of the combat. It's just absolute chaos. There's a giant, great creature called a boneyard that's about to have a go at Uncle Buggy. We'll pick that up in just a second. One of these swords of Chaos has made it through to the druids and grabbed the phylactery as a result of Burple disgracing himself. And then there's a horde of others. I think Johnny the other week described them as like space invaders. They're making their way across the map, readers, from west to east, heading for the druids implacably, and our gallant heroes are doing their best to stop them. I think that's a pretty fair summation of where we are.
Yeah.
And we left things as this giant creature lashes out at Buggy. It starts with its tail attack.
Before you start, do you want some Spidey facts of the week?
Spider fact, Spider fact. Lucas, give us a Spider fact.
Yeah, so I found an article in Entomology Today.
Yes.
Spider solidarity. Scientists discover new species with unprecedented social behavior.
Ah.
It's basically about an article published in an edition of the Insect Systematics and Diversity.
Moscow.
A team of researchers around Ingi Agnarsson, PhD, Professor of Zoology at the University of Iceland.
Yeah, let me just get a pen. Yeah.
Says the team found the spiders by happenstance. They were in Madagascar looking for other spiders, and they've discovered a group of 41 interconnected single cohort adult female webs.
Yes.
With up to 38 adult males.
Adult males, yes.
And it turns out that most spiders consist of multiple colonies close relatives. But these spiders are territorial social spiders, and there's only 50 or 60 species of the 50,000 described species that act like that.
Well, there you go.
They said, although direct behavioural observations are preliminary, we speculate based on the available evidence that these colonies may represent a novel and first case of lekking in spiders.
What's lekking?
Lekking is a spectacular mating system which males maintain tightly organised clustering of territories during the mating season, and females visit these leks for mating. So there you go. That's interesting stuff that you can all go and look up for our readers.
Stretching the definition of interesting, what I would say...
I just thought it was interesting.
It is quite interesting. I would say that this is a nickname that's gone out of hand.
I think it's the mother spider.
I don't know. I'll have to look that one up. Okay, that's the question for next week.
All we can hope for is at a certain point, Lucas is eaten by his mate.
You live in hope.
As for this lethal tail attack on Buggy, we're not going to find out now. Obviously, we're out of time. We'll have to find out when we pick things up next week. It's going to
we're going to rename the podcast now.
Uncle Buggy. Let's roll straight on to episode 190.
Webs of Wonder.
Webs of Wonder. Yeah, and let's just rename the whole thing.
They're doing a web top.
I totally lost my place.
You're attacking at advantage, by the way.
Why?
Because why? Last week I was attacking
Rick. I'd forgotten.
Oh, yes. This is all going to go pear-shaped again now.
Right, here comes the melee weapon attack from the tail. It's got an absolutely enormous reach, but that is not relevant. First attack.
Miss.
Missing, I suspect.
Hey, you fucking loser.
But at advantage, rolling again. With the armor class 21.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Shouldn't have leapt in there after the first one.
I'm going to do my Storm.
So you do that now before I roll the damage? Surely not.
When something that sees you hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess you do your damage.
Yeah, let's do the damage, because you've been hit, and if you weren't hit, then you wouldn't be able to do it, and we're in a...
Yeah, I'm raging, so I take half damage.
First things first, it's not an enormous amount of damage.
Good.
But you are grappled, Buggy.
Oh, I think I've got...
By the tail.
Freedom of movement? Yes. I think I did. Can't remember.
I remember Purple casting it.
What level of spell is it?
Third.
I've got two...
Fourth.
I've got two fourth level... slots ticked. So one is going to be the Death Ward, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, I don't think it's going to be Fog Cloud because it's 120 foot radius at that level. And I did it. No, sorry, hang on. I did it. I think I did it as a fifth level spell.
Why would you not cross these things off?
I'm crossing them off.
He's crossing off the slots. He's not making a note of the spells, specific spells.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
No. What's the radius of the fog cloud?
100 foot. 100 foot.
It's 20 foot per level after first.
Yeah, so it goes 40 at second.
You cast it at fourth level, I remember that.
Oh, fuck it. Alright, so I'm done my freedom of movement then.
No. Okay, on we go. As you can imagine, something is about to...
Then you get stuffed in the mouth
follow
and
along.
Jumped on.
You take 13 points of bludgeoning damage. So really you're going to take 6.
Yeah.
Can you give me a DC 19 constitution save, though, please?
What's it against? Because it's poison?
Nope. Something completely new and different.
Frightened?
100% not. No. Something specific and unique to this horribleness.
What's happening? Is it stung me or is
it's gonna
it
be
squishing
out
me?
Your...
Or...
Why don't you roll the saving throw? And then if you save, then we can just move on. And if you fail, I can tell you what happens. And you can go, oh, no, don't worry about that. I'm immune to that.
Of 14.
In total.
Yeah.
Okay, your maximum hit points are reduced by the damage you
can I use my Urt?
Took.
Usually you say, would you like to use your Urt? I really recommend it.
That's true. Use your Urt dice.
Sorry, I'm going to get a few bad dice rolls out. Sorry.
That's a good one too. Successful.
Last
20.
Now we're going to be here for an hour.
18.
Should I do the next one? And there's the next one.
Is this another?
It's got to be higher than one, hasn't it?
Probably.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it could be one again, but.
Could be. I mean, it's going to be a good roll. It's going to be a good roll.
It's going to be a good roll. So it's 1d20 plus 9 plus 1d10, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is without the Urt.
2. Oh, well, it was better.
There's an 11.
Plus a d10.
So you need an 8. And you get a 3. Okay, so your maximum hit points are reduced by the damage you just took. Now, I don't know where we are with this. I'm going to be nice.
Does anyone remember what that was?
Yes, it was 13, but you only took 6.
You mean I wasted my Urt?
One second.
I thought you said it sounded really horrible. It's never happened before.
Well, you jumped in when I said your maximum hit points are reduced by, and you went, no, I want to use my Urt dice. So,
unlucky.
I didn't say that it was especially dangerous. I just said that it was especially for this situation.
It's unique. It was just a box standard.
Anyway.
No fair, man.
Unlucky.
You can't heal those 6 hit points back.
You're doomed.
Permanently?
That was the first tail strike, was it?
Permanent. Yeah.
Oh. Grappled. Yes, and now the bite. Getting a 13, hitting armor class 25.
Yes.
This is the bad one where you should.
Now we need to do your Ruther Storm.
Right, we can make a re-roll that hit. 15.
What save?
Dexterity.
Dexterity. It fails that save.
Okay, it takes 16 points of lightning damage.
Yeah, well, it took more damage from you than you took from it. Now,
not permanently though.
Do I re-roll the hit?
Well, you're attacking recklessly anyway. At advantage anyway.
That's true. We're going to re-roll it because hit you anyway. And just see if it was a critical. No, it wasn't. Right, fine. The bite does a bit more damage. It does 14, 21, 23, 29 points of damage on you. It's a mixture of damage types. I don't think any of them make any difference because you're resistant to everything, right?
Psychic,
yeah. Can you give me another DC 19 constitution save?
Fuck it. I've clicked something and it's gone to the death bit.
The death bit?
You
need to click on hit points where it says...
Oh, my maximum hit points.
It says current max temp and then the numbers and underneath it says hit points. And if you click on that and you get a tab that says HP management.
And at the bottom
management.
It says maximum hit point.
And then there's an override.
And you make that negative. Hit point management. If you click on the
hit point management, so it's got maximum hit point 6.
Minus 6, actually. Maximum hit point modifier you want.
Did you click on override max HP instead of max HP modifier?
Okay, is it max hit point modifier or override? Sorry,
max
I just found a thing on my...
modifier.
Max HP modifier, I should say what?
And then you minus click 6. That to minus 6.
Minus 6. But where my hit point maximum is... disappeared. It's just coming up with a death save thing. This is my maximum hit point.
Oh, because you probably typed in your maximum hit points as damage.
Yeah.
Just
rewrite your maximum. Come out? What's your normal maximum hit points?
Just heal yourself that much.
191.
I think you've just typed your maximum hit points down to 6 or something, or 0. You just want to put the total maximum in again, and then your current hit points at whatever you've taken.
It's easier just to write it down in the bloody thing.
Would you like me to edit it for you?
Well, can you go in and do it?
Probably.
I don't know how to get rid of my maximum hit point 6.
Let me see if I can do it for you. Oh yeah, you've made your maximum hit point 6. Excellent. So it should be 191.
Change it.
Oh, you've put the maximum hit point override in. It's fixed.
Mine's it's a 7 at the moment.
Close your character sheet and open it again.
This is great radio.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Okay, it's just a 7 hit points.
Okay. I think what you've if you click on hit points, John, you've typed into override maximum hit points and you've typed 6 in there. So if you delete that, so it's 0, you'll get
it
100.
It is 0.
You need to delete it so it's nothing.
No, it won't go down to...
You need to click the cursor in there and type delete so that there's a dash dash.
Yeah.
You can't do a 0. You've got to delete it.
Yeah. Now you're back. Yep. You should see 191 reduced by 6.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm all right. What was the?
You've got to make a DC 19.
Save. DC 19 Constitution. Save.
Another DC 19 Constitution save as you take that damage from the bite.
13.
It's not enough. I hesitate to say this. You've got to reduce your maximum hit points.
Okay. My maximum. Hit point modifier
is the thing you change.
Yeah. Okay.
By another...
What?
Minus 20.
Minus 20 now.
Yeah.
And you're grappled by this creature. Following straight on from that. Grappled, but not bowed. On 19, it is a little baggy.
If I'm grappled, I'm attacking at disadvantage, am I?
That's good. It didn't move forward, so you're doing the job. Actually, job done.
Let's have a quick look at the grappled condition.
Spending all its time sticking pins in you.
Even in 5th edition, it's still... Okay, your speed becomes naught. You can't benefit from any bonus to your speed. That is it. You're not attacking at disadvantage.
Really?
Really.
It attacks me at advantage. But that doesn't matter anyway, because I'm attacking right.
I don't know that that's true, actually.
Sounds a bit
odd. I don't think it is.
Okay. As a bonus action, I'll switch on my smoke.
Yes.
Then I'm going to bash him. First attack, attacking recklessly, a 23.
A 23 is a hit.
I'm going to roll again, see if I... Oh, it's a 20.
Yes.
It's a 20.
So I need to make a roll, and I've got to make another roll, haven't I?
You're doing double damage, and then you can draw a card if you hit with this confirmation roll.
Yeah, and if I roll another 20, I sever something. That's the interesting thing.
Wow, here we go.
Come on. But it's a hit.
It's a hit, so you want to draw a card.
So I do an extra 14 because of the sever thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't multiply.
There's a card for you. Turn it over.
Maximum damage and roll damage dice again.
It's like double damage, but it's a little bit better.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Rather than rolling the damage dice twice, you take the maximum damage off the first dice and then you roll again. You're guaranteed one maximum roll, basically. Yeah?
Right, so it's a D8 because it's divine. It's D12, so that's 20, 26 plus the 14. 40
plus
and then a roll. 14
a D12
and a roll.
And a
D8.
Yeah.
fuck. 3.
43 points
43
of damage.
43 points of damage.
I mean, it is actually...
On the first...
Hit. Yeah. It doesn't like it. It doesn't
my
like
second
that.
One.
Yeah. Definitely attacking. Okay. Yep. 19.
A 30. Yep. That's it. Let's see if it's critical.
It.
Oh, no. Another 19. Okay. And this damage is 19.
Almost maximum. Well, it's not arrived at bloodied, but it's on the bus. On 17, it is Parker.
Right.
What are you going to do?
I'm just thinking, this one that I'm on now, it's stunned until the end of my next term. So in actual fact, after I've had my go, it's not stunned anymore, is it?
That is correct.
Which is a bit of a bummer. I was thinking that I could... I suppose it's further at the back. And I'm just wondering whether I should actually go up to the other two and try and stun those two. They're further forward. I'm just trying to stop them all moving. Burple and Sessions, you are going to... get rid of the one with the phylactery on the druids this time, right? Or do I need to go up there and...
Can you get there?
I could get there, but I'm wondering whether it's effective or not. I mean, if it really is on its last legs, then it needs a bot.
It's not. It's been healed.
Oh. Thing is, if I go there, then of course Goose and Horse are going to move up.
Yeah, but it frees me up to do more arrowy type things.
Yeah.
I've got a wall of force 100 foot long.
You could put a water force in front of a horse.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, actually. And then we'd be on the opposite side of it as well. All right, I will...
It would delay them, though. That's the only thing. The other thing I've got is confusion.
4, 5, 6.
The wall of force is not a bad option.
10, 11, 12.
How tall do you make it 100 foot long?
10. foot.
15.
Might take them a while to figure out how to get over it.
Shall I do that then? I go up to it and bash it.
That's not a bad idea.
Bashy, bashy.
So you are pegging it east up to smashy.
Yeah.
And thumping.
Yeah.
Yes. Rolling a 2. But you miss.
I am going to use my luck. This time, armor class 18.
It is exactly what you need. Oh.
11 points of damage and a DC 15 constitution save.
Getting fails that save.
So it's stunned. So the next attack is at advantage. The 16 is a miss. 9, that's a 20.
Is a hit.
So that's another 14 points of damage. Is it still alive?
Yep.
Okay, so then I'll do the unarmed strike on it. No, that's a miss. And the last attack.
Miss.
Oh, for fuck's
Oh, dear.
Sake.
Oh, it's still alive.
This is ridiculous. Told you this guy's
hold
tough,
on,
man. Hold on, I'm going to use my luck again.
You've done a total of, 11.
Can you use it twice in a round?
Do you guys want me to extricate myself to come and help?
Let's just
I think you need to keep this thing busy. You on?
Yeah.
Whenever you make an attack roll.
Sorry, I was only being sarcastic.
Doesn't say it needs an action or a bonus action or anything. You can just choose to spend luck points. So I will.
Roll again. What an absolute resource this little character has turned out to be. Oh, it bounced off the one.
Armor class 27. That's another 14 points of damage.
And you smash it into the ground.
Yes.
But it is still. It's.
Drops the phylactery.
Gone. And the phylactery is briefly saved.
Looking at everywhere. Okay. There you go. That's how to do it.
Well, that was Parker.
Yeah, God.
Death by 1,000 cuts on 16.
Of course.
It is Sessions Epa.
Okay, so now I'm going to try this. Yeah? Sessions is going to fly east and down.
Right.
Then I'm going to draw the lucky coin. And I'm going to channel divinity to turn undead. And goose, elephant, salamander, and the boneyard thing need to make a wisdom save. DC 18 or be turned.
Nice.
I like it. We'll go through the kids and then we'll go to the
daddy.
To the daddy.
Yeah.
I think the daddy's got 10 resistance. But I do know is that they don't
have. What about horse?
Horse is too far away.
Ah, okay.
Oh, no. They don't have 10 resistance. Okay, so Sword of Kios. We're going to start with elephant. Spoiler alert, their wisdom save is rubbish. Elephant gets a 2 and fails. Goose gets a 19 and saves. Salamander gets a 7 and fails. And finally, the boneyard. Now, the boneyard has got turn resistance, so it rolls at advantage, but, you know, let's see what happens. Oh, and its wisdom save is probably better, as in it has one.
Oh, so
2 goes at this. A 1. So basically, everything on this rolls a 6 and it fails, Graham. It fails.
Nice one, Graham.
Excellent. Graham saves the day again.
Nice one, Sessions.
What's known as a reverse burple.
Sessions turns around to Burple and goes, "That's the way you do it."
Right. Let's talk about what happens when you're turned, Graham.
A turned creature must spend its turn trying to move away from you.
Yes.
It can't willingly move within 30 feet of me. It can take no actions apart from the dash action.
And that's it.
Yeah. And it lasts a minute.
Does it get a save every turn or not?
Nope.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Okay. When it comes to their turn, we'll get to that.
Can't take reactions either.
Fine.
Okay. Does it have to drop?
That's a very important question, but it doesn't say that.
Well, grappling is an action. Grappling is an action, isn't it?
Oh, to grapple is an action, grapple. But not to maintain a grapple. No, I'm afraid. No, sorry.
Maintaining a grapple is not an action.
Yeah.
On 9, it is Scaly O'Toole.
I'll move
Scaly
myself
is with
back to where I was, which means they have to run away from the druids.
Yeah.
So Horse was the only one that saved, right?
Horse was out of range.
Goose saved and Horse was out of
Goose
range.
And Horse. Okay.
Goose and Horse are 3 hits, yeah?
Yeah. But that's good.
So Goose and Horse are the ones that we need to worry about.
Yeah.
Scaly O'Toole on 9.
Oh, well, he can attack, I suppose. Ant. Or he could run away from Ant.
Well, he could attack Ant and then run away.
Certainly, oh, attack, certainly and attack and then do, yeah. Decide what to do.
Come on, Dan, you're rolling it, aren't you?
Am I? If you want. Graham was doing it.
Oh, I can if you want. Okay, sure.
Yeah, Graham, you've got the character.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay. There you go.
Well, loser. Does he want to use an aught dice to re-roll that?
No.
Or does he want to gamble at the risk of taking a critical fumble card? Otherwise, that's the end of his attacks. Neither, does he want to move?
He can, yeah, he can move. Still move. Yeah,
I think he...
You don't have to hit a creature.
I would use an aught dice, right?
Attack it.
I'd use an aught dice.
Why?
Because he gets two attacks.
Dan senses that the battler's turn.
Yeah, play the probabilities.
Okay, if you want, shall we use the aught dice?
I'm not sure. He's quite vulnerable, isn't he?
He is.
Where's he going to go?
Towards the druids, straight between Salamander and the Boneyard.
He's only got one round of movement. He can only move 40 feet. And the Boneyard and Salamander are going to move away.
That's okay. They can't take reactions, so he can just get somewhere close to them, can't he? As long as he doesn't attack one of them. He just move 40 feet to the east.
Did he hit Ant last time?
Maybe.
Has he done damage on it? That?
Lucas?
Maybe.
Has he done damage? Do you want me to tell you whether or not it looks damaged at all?
Yes. Yeah.
The Ant has been damaged. I can't...
I'm just wondering whether there's a chance of two attacks basically finishing it
off. I don't
off.
See that Scaly is in a better position if he moves 40 foot, because then Ant is going to do his thing on it.
That's what I'm thinking as well. So if he uses the aught dice, does two attacks, there's a possible chance he'll finish, he'll kill it off anyway.
I think you won't, but then
there's not a big chance, but there is a chance. Yeah. He'd need to roll well.
Lucas, you can make this roll for him.
Oh,
I can use the aught die. Well, I rolled a 1, so I think it's time for someone else to try. That's 4 whole points better.
15.
It's 11 plus a d10.
Yeah, it's 15.
Oh, yeah. 15 plus...
9.
Yes,
24.
That must be a hit.
Yeah,
what's
that's
the damage he does again?
1d12 plus 5 plus 2d6 radiant damage.
Oh, you are kidding me.
3
1-1-1.
Awesome.
8 points.
Another hit, though.
You can do this one, Dan.
Spread the love.
Okay. Yeah, spread the love.
15.
Got anything he can do with a bonus action?
With a bonus action? Well, he can stick his, whatever it is, he does divine doodad, doesn't he, when he hits?
Stick his doodad.
Divine.
Bonus actions he has are channel divinity, vow of enmity.
What does that do?
Creature you can see within 10 foot, you have advantage to attacking it for 1 minute.
We could have done that before
It's channel divinity, though. He can only do it once.
Well, he's got to move. Does he want to move, or does he want to stay where he is? I think he may want to move north, you know?
Yeah.
To there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So he's
going
to move northwest, directly away from this thing.
Northeast, surely.
Okay. Yeah. Leaving Ant behind. Ant's sort of a little bit more wounded than it was, but it's kind of all right. That's the end of round 5.
More Arcana checks?
Yeah, give me Arcana checks. Again, everybody but Scaly. Not picking on Scaly, but he always seems to have the Boneyard in between him and the action, and he's quite a long way away.
13.
18. Sessions finally gets on the board.
18 from Sessions, who seems to be turning things around. Sessions, you think that the ritual, it is imminently complete.
Imminently complete, guys.
Imminently complete.
So much so that the first couple of druids from the gaggle, the ones nearest the gate, are approaching it. One of them is tentatively reaching into the shimmering blue field, kind of Stargate-y kind of thing, and she is starting to hesitantly work her way through the portal.
Through the keyhole.
The other druids start to drift towards the portal, still chanting. It looks like the druids have made their minds up that it's time to be going. Couple of them grab the phylactery.
I was going
to say.
Three action points. Are you going to take that?
One of them goes, write it down, Kongan Thulnir. And they start backing their way towards the portal.
We can tell you guys can't remember shit.
Kongan Thulnir.
Write it down.
How do you spell that? With a K or a C?
With a K. The rest of them are disappearing through the portal. One of them's still
ringing.
No. Top around 6 on 21. It's purple.
I want to do a wall of force like that.
You want to drop a wall of force that runs diagonally.
Sort of diagonally, yeah. Just blocking 100 foot.
Have I got this right?
10 foot high.
Blocking off horse, goose, salamander, but running well,
salamander's
behind.
Salamander's running away.
So, all of them. Yeah, but and then it sort of terminates just behind the great boneyard creature.
Yeah.
But he's fleeing.
Yeah, but, he's, but he will the direction if he has to flee is actually...
Away from Sessions.
Yeah, so it's along the wall of force anyway.
Fine. And you're going to move?
We're not allowed to follow them into the portal, or are we?
I think we are, aren't we?
No clues. What are you going to do?
And then I'm going to move south to cover them coming round.
Round the base of the wall. Yeah. Got it. Well, it's them. Let's go south to north with these creatures. First of all, horse. Horse doesn't know about the force. So horse smacks into the wall of force. How intelligent is a sword of Chios?
Oh, just
not very. Yeah. And it's lost its commander. Okay, it's quite intelligent. It's probably more intelligent than half the party. It probes the wall of force. It burns a few squares of movement, working out where the wall of force, as it were, the angle, and it starts heading its way south. It makes it to the bottom of the wall of force and finds the end of it and works its way round the base of the wall of force. Not that anybody can see the wall of force, but Burple knows where it is. It croaks harshly to its comrades. That doesn't mean that they immediately work out what's going on. But Goose walks straight into the wall of force, finds it, understands the communication from horse, starts working its way south down the wall of force to the extent of its movement, kind of catches up with horse. Elephant uses most of its standard move action, walking straight into the wall of force and then can follow its mates.
Does the elephant not run away?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm very sorry. Elephant.
You think you know somebody?
God, yeah. I think you know somebody.
Control Z.
So desperate to
think I went to his wedding.
Elephant runs from Sessions south.
Yeah.
Directly south. It uses the dash action. Do creatures throw themselves off cliffs?
No, I think they cower right. And can dodge. Fine. If they can't move, they cower and dodge.
Yeah.
The balance of the Swords of Chios walks straight into the Wall of Force, but they're out of move by the time they get there. So they just thump into it. They can't really adjust. Salamander runs directly away from Sessions. So it runs to the northwest.
Yeah.
Gets just about towards Scaly, but doesn't quite make it. Ant, unaware of its fate, walks straight into the top of the Wall of Force. And then finally, we've got the creature. Well, the creature turns tail.
Clutching buggy
in its tail.
Yeah, I googled it. It keeps hold of me. It's not an action to maintain a grapple.
Oh dear.
And it heads off. It can fly at 50 feet. So.
But flying is up near a session, surely it would stay low.
Yes, it's just flying. It's just grazing the ground like a hovercraft.
Right, I've got to get off, haven't I?
Escape past
it. It can move 10 squares and then another 10 squares. So it comfortably heads off. To the northeast.
Hang on, how far has it got?
All you can see is a cloud of smoke, everybody else. And perhaps with bits of bone sticking out of it. That just absolutely books it off to the northwest, north-northwest, right, and over the edge of the cliff.
Am I actually over the edge of the cliff now with his tail?
It's a fine judgment. I mean, you're...
If I dropped,
we can roll. Well, we'd have to roll. We'd roll to see.
According to the diagram, it's not a vertical cliff face.
No, but it's like 1,000 feet divided up into different
maces. No, so that's really. Probably, you know, it's probably about 300 feet.
Yeah, it's fatal. Just that first bit is utterly fatal.
Yeah.
And for you, obviously,
you'd be
terminal 3 foot tall.
If we hit it.
It's effectively, relatively twice the depth.
Yeah.
Well, let's worry about it in a bit because you're about to get a chance to escape. You've got a chance at the moment. It's fully over the edge of the cliff, but its tail, with you grabbed in it, is just at the point on the cusp where you're going to get a chance to grab onto an edge or something. With that in mind, on 19, it is Uncle Buggy.
Well, I'm just looking up, just out of interest.
Feather fall.
Portable hole, whether I can climb in my own portable hole.
With your bag of holding.
Well, I think if you're grappled...
No,
if you're grappled, you take its tail in with you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if it's a way to escape.
Can't you just do...
You know, a big fall. I'm stopping the rage. I'm doing a freedom of movement spell, which is my last fourth level spell. Then it says, target can spend 5 foot of movement to automatically escape from non-magical restraints such as manacles or a creature that has it grappled.
Yes.
Problem, Kenneth?
No, there's no problem. I was just concerned about his ability to cast spells, you know. But you only need to have one hand free. I think that's absolutely fine. So you're casting freedom of movement.
Yeah.
And then you're spending 5 foot of movement to slip yourself free of the tail grab of this creature.
Yep.
And then are you letting go?
Well, I...
Swinging onto the Liverbird.
Depends where I am in relation to the cliff face. It looks like I'm right.
If you let go now, you'd need to make a dexterity save. DC...
26.
20... Well, I was thinking 28. A DC 14 dexterity save to grab the ledge as you fall.
And if I fail, then I plummet to my death.
No, you don't plummet to your death. You take... let me just see how high the mesa is.
Because I've only got +2 on my dex save. Actually, before I do that spell, I just want to... How far is it?
We're backing up.
Well, if it's only like 50 foot down...
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. Yeah. I think that the next drop down... If you were to fail, you would fall 50 feet and then you'd get another save because it's slightly stepped. Looking at this map, it's not a single fall.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll do this freedom movement and then I'm jumping free.
Okay, so give me a DC.
Just a thought, before you... Yeah. Is there a combination where you can attack and still get away?
Not without doing the freedom movement. I mean,
also,
to
why attack? Because then the creature won't
maintain the rage.
Anymore. No, but then the creature won't be turned anymore.
Oh, he doesn't want to... Yeah, you're right. You don't want to attack the creature either. Good point. Yeah.
Okay, so freedom of movement spell.
And then you jump for the cliff edge. DC 14, dexterity save. Getting...
Five.
You fall.
Shit.
You fall and you take 5d6 damage. 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And we'll pick your story up in a moment. I think you're tumbling down the cliff.
Can I just check my freedom of movement again, see if there's any...
Yeah, you do that. Come back to me if anything changes. Parker on 17.
Well, I will go down to the southern end of the Wall of Force and attack horse.
I'd go to the north.
To the north? Why?
Maybe not.
I can mate the north.
Maybe not.
No, there's more down...
No.
I will go down and attack horse.
No.
Or is there anything else that we need to do?
No.
It's just
Hang on, sorry. I've got advantage on deck saves.
Here we go.
Effects, you can see. Oh, it's not. No, it doesn't matter.
I think it's dodging a... Yeah, what's it? Yeah. It's not the same.
No. Why have I got such a crap dex?
Right, so one attack on horse. Hitting armor class 23.
Yeah, that's a hit.
10 points of damage and a DC... 15 constitution save.
The horse is uninjured so far. Ooh, it might make it. It makes it.
Yeah. Okay.
Ha ha. It goes.
Well, I will just hit it again. Another 11 points of damage.
It goes.
And.
Got it.
Armor class 14 is a miss.
Hello, miss.
Hello, miss.
Oh, God, two more misses. God's sake.
Hello, miss.
Oh, well.
it says...
And then I will move one round one...
Hello, miss.
Two south of Goose, so that basically I'm south of Goose, you're at the but horse is still in
my... You're at the southern terminus of the Wall of Force. Yeah. These Swords of Chaos are trying to wiggle their way around the bottom of the Wall of Force, and you are engaging with them in melee. Got it. Yes. Session's on 16.
I will fly up above the Wall of Force, call lightning on Ant, and then drop down below the Wall of Force.
What's the DC of the save?
18.
It's failed it. How much damage?
36.
Well, I mean, obviously you've taken a chunk out of Ant. Not looking great. On 9, it's Scaly O'Toole.
He should heal himself.
And another half-hour discussion.
Yeah, good idea. He does that.
using his channel divinity, lay on hands, and then he's running towards... He's running east?
Yes.
Southeast.
Okay.
South, yeah.
Southeast.
He heals himself.
Bottom of the round. Bottom of round six. I think that is. The druids start passing through the portal one by one. The very last to pass through are the four guardians. Siren Lay, Thadimar,
Bushkawan,
and Tilanthros. As Tilanthros passes through, sharing the burden of the phylactery with Thadimar, Tilanthros turns to you and says, Konganthalnir, write it down. Thank you for protecting our escape.
Sorry, what was that?
As Tilanthros enters the portal, you look skyward and see that the battle that has been raging in the skies above you between Lashona and Dragotha and his skeletal dragon cohorts has reached a climax. And at the very last instant, you see Dragotha strike a killing blow against Lashona, who you see plummet earthward and down into the mysteries of the chasm.
Yeah.
And then,
gasp,
everything goes black.
Ooh.
The world around you swirls away into a vortex of lightning and wind, fire and rain, ending in the utter darkness of nothingness.
I'm no longer falling, free falling, sliding.
No. You are whisked away in this vortex, Uncle Buggy. You're going to be fine.
For that.
You can relax. You float adrift in the silence. You feel the cold perpetuity of the infinite weighing upon you.
The end.
The end of the image.
Thank you, everybody. That
3 years.
The darkness. The darkness ends. You hear a rush of sound coming towards you, like you are surfacing from deep water, and suddenly you find yourself in a damp, cloudy, windswept, drizzly day. You're standing on an uninteresting, barren island in the Lake of the Cold Sky. The storms that surround the island are gone. The barren rocks are covered with grass and a few copses of trees. The maze of obelisks that runs down to the shore remains unchanged, but you can hear the howls of the pirates as they continue their quest to build some kind of escape ship. It's like you've never left. It feels like no time has passed. The portal that's at your feet looks weathered. It looks 1,000 years old. You feel the sense that you've taken all of the knowledge that was concealed within the Fountain of Dreams and you've returned it to the world. And in doing so, you've returned the island to the world and you've returned it to the present, returned it to the now. And you have completed book 9 of the Age of Worms, the Library of Last Resort. And we shall move on to book 10.
You have to do that thing of the school kids going, yay!
I'm 100% not going to do that.
I know.
And we move on.
It's not going to stop me saying it.
And we move on to book 10 of the Age of Worms, Kings of the Rift. Do you receive the benevolence of Oort? Do you gain new powers? Do you return to see Markush to get new guidance? Well, we're not going to do that now.
Oh.
We'll find out where we pick things up next week.
Ooh, you mean we're going up a level? Something woken up.
Easy tiger.
Yes, Johnny, you're going up a level.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
Right, so now we've got 3 more. There's 12 books in total, right?
Yeah,
three more.
So we're 3/4 of the way through.
3/4 of the way through. It seems extraordinary, but we are.
Wow.
Should be done by about 2029.
Oh, crazy. Still gonna be alive.
The Billowing Hilltop Podcast is a Billowing Hilltop production. Dungeons & Dragons is a trademark of Wizards of the Coast. The Library of Last Resort and Age of Worms are copyright Paizo. The Library of Last Resort was written by Nicholas Logue. Music is from Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is used with thanks under the Creative Commons license. Additional music and sound effects come from the wonderful Sirenscape. All other original material is copyright Billowing Hilltop. Role-playing games are all about getting people together and we use Roll20 as our tabletop, the perfect place to host your game, and Discord to host our chat. Thanks for listening! Thank you.
Are you looking for a D&D podcast with a dark side? Something more like Game of Thrones and less like Monty Python? Tale of the Manticore is part dark fantasy audio drama, part solo D&D RPG. There's no plot armor here. The dice make all the important decisions. Join me as I resurrect the excitement, wonder, and emotion of old-school D&D. Made for a mature audience, Tale of the Manticore is both a fiction and a game. It's the story where chaos rolls.